Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trig Podcast with Joy and Ghost on TV on this beautiful Tuesday, June 28, 2022. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about when a man loses his father and what that means. When a man loses his father, something that I've been through, and I know many of you have been through as well. It doesn't matter how good or bad your relationship was with your father. When a man loses his father, he loses his soul, but he gains his heavenly father. See, the flow of creation, it comes through the male. That's why Jesus was called the second Adam. There's a blessing that comes to the male that God has ordained. There's a blessing, of course, on the woman as well, of course. But the flow of the Spirit comes through the male, comes through the seed. And the man has now the opportunity to do something great with that blessing or to destroy that blessing, to mishandle that blessing. When a man loses his father, that flow is broken. That flow that God ordained to come through that man, your father, into the son, is broken. And it's different than the flow that comes from a man into his daughters. There's a different blessing, but it's different than this one I'm talking about. So that's why when a young man or any age loses his father, there is a rupture of that divine flow. And that's why the man feels hopeless, empty, without a firm foundation, without a soul in many ways. But what he gains is a heavenly father. He gains a footing that is unlike no other. He gains a father in heaven that comes to be the all in all to that male, the father, the provider, the stability, the counselor, the guide, all that we long to have in our earthly fathers and maybe didn't have. And so you could say that, like the Bible says, in order for God to be born, our earthly father had to die. In order for Jesus, as in the Bible, to be risen, there had to be a death. The seed had to die for there to be new life. There had to be Good Friday so that there was Resurrection Sunday. And so a seed must fall, the Bible says, in order for there to be new life. Your father, your earthly father, his death had to happen so that you could gain your heavenly father. We also see this in Matthew 7, I believe, where Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist, and he hears a voice from heaven, the voice of his father. And if you think about what that voice said, it's what a man needs. The voice said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." So there's two things. There's identification and there's affirmation. And then there is confirmation or ascending. Because the third thing that God says is, listen to him. To him, you must obey. You must listen to what he has to say. And that's the thing that we gain when we lose our earthly father, is we gain the Father's commission. We gain his embrace, his affirmation that you belong to me. You're my beloved son. We gain his name. This is my beloved son. We gain identification. We gain affirmation in whom I am well pleased. The male needs affirmation, and he often looks for it in women, in his work, friends, addictions, music, artistic endeavors, business, money. But true affirmation comes from God. And sometimes the man has to lose the affirmation or lack of from his earthly father in order to gain Christ. Same goes with commission. a young man has to lose his earthly father's blessing and covering to receive God's commission into the world. And it's not that you can't have both. Of course, you can be a young man who has his earthly father and also has his heavenly father. But there is a multiplication, there is an enlargement, there is an expansion of that blessing when you go through the death and the loss of your earthly father. Now, let me go back and talk about the loss, the significant experience, the incredibly difficult experience of losing an earthly father. That is no joke. As I said, it's like losing your soul. It's like losing your identity, your name. Literally, most of us have our father's last name or maybe even his first name. When you lose that earthly father and he's no longer on this earth, maybe you never knew your biological father. The moment that you come into awareness that you don't have that earthly father, you lose everything. Your sense of security, your sense of purpose, your sense of affirmation, your sense of commission. What am I supposed to do on this earth? Who am I? What am I here to do? And so the male without that father figure, without that male, without that father, he flounders. He flounders even when he has an earthly father that maybe isn't all that he wishes he could be or all that he should be. But when he's physically and literally in his soul, his energy, his presence is no longer with us, the man loses his soul, his footing, but he gains Christ. And that's why if you have dealt with grief and loss, and no matter how much prayer or therapy or drugs or women or money, whatever that you've pursued, you'll never be able to replace the love of the Father. The male was created to be cared for by his father. As I said, it's a biblical order of things. Jesse was David's father. And David, of course, had Solomon and he had other sons. There's always a biblical blessing in the lineage of the male. Jesus was a son of David. He wasn't a son of Bathsheba or of any of David's wives, or he wasn't known as a son of Mary. He was known as a son of David because there's a lineage, there's a blessing, there's an anointing that is passed down through the male. And so when that earthly father is gone, then there's a break, there's a rupture in that relationship, and that's why it feels so terrible. No matter, as I said, if you knew your father, if he was amazing or great, my father was a dream come true. But I lost him, you could say, when I was 12 years old due to a war that separated us. That's in some ways when my desperation began. That's when I realized that I had lost everything, my footing, my safety, my guidance, my mentor, my identity, my name, my race, ethnic color, what I like to eat and drink and all that stuff. And it only got worse as the years went on. I didn't lose him physically till later in life, but at the same time, over time, I began to gain Christ. Like the Bible says, what is the point if you gain the world and yet lose your soul? The opposite is true here. The blessing of losing everything is that you gain your soul. The blessing of losing your earthly father is that you gain a heavenly father that becomes your guide. But be careful to not fall or reach for the things that the world offers, to try to replace the love of a father. Now, you might say, well, I had a bad father, a very difficult, hard father, a father who didn't love me, a violent father, an absent father, a father I never knew, a disciplinarian, authoritarian, machismo, or maybe it was the opposite. Maybe he was weak, overly emotional, and you never knew where you stood with him. That's where, in some ways, losing our earthly father is for our good, so that we can gain Christ, so that we can gain his strength that our fathers maybe didn't have, so we can gain that confidence that maybe our fathers didn't give us, so we can gain that truth and that spiritual manhood that maybe our fathers didn't give us. Perhaps our fathers weren't spiritual. In Christ, we can gain an earthly father that is filled with grace and truth. And so if you are a young man or an old man or a man at midlife that misses his father, know that that is okay. If you are someone who is grieving your father, who doesn't know how to even think about or talk about or feel or what to do with the lack of a parent or a father figure, just know that you're in good hands and good company. There's nothing wrong with you. This is a very shocking thing that's happened to you. If you've recently lost your father, if you just went through your first Father's Day without your father, if maybe you as a father feel that you're not the perfect father, know that that's not your role. Your role isn't to be the perfect father. Your role isn't to be a heavenly father. There's only one heavenly father. Your role is to be as Christ-like as you can be in an imperfect and yet redeemed way. And know that if you're grieving, first, it's normal, and second, that reach out to your heavenly father. This is the time to say, God, I need you to be my father. In what ways do you need God to be your father? Maybe it's something like something practical, like helping you open a bank account, knowing how to love a woman, knowing how to stand up for your rights, knowing how to speak when spoken down to, how to speak up for yourself. All those things that you lack or that perhaps you are too strong in, ask God to be that parent. Ask him for practical things. When I had my dad, I would ask him to just make eggs and tortillas for me. Just things I love to eat that he loved to make for me. Ask God to be your provider. The Bible says that if God takes care of the birds of the sky and the flowers of the field, how much more will he take care of you, oh, if you have little faith? Ask him for those material things that you long for, that maybe your dad could never give you. Ask God to give you that woman of your dreams, or the strength to love a woman correctly, to be strong or to be more emotionally available. Ask God to be your counselor, your therapist, your best friend. Ask God to be your friend who you can talk to about issues of anger and loneliness and anxiousness and depression. Ask God to be your therapist, to be your friend, to be your pastor, to be your leader. That's what the pain of losing a father allows for. It's for you to gain a heavenly father. Sometimes we have to lose something in order to gain Christ. That's why Paul says that he considers everything lost compared to the greatness of knowing Christ. That's why Jesus says that if you're not able to leave mother and father, you're not worthy to be called my disciple. All those things are hinting at this truth, that we have to, whether by grief or by choice or by life circumstances, we have to be willing to leave behind our father's care and guidance in order for us to become the men that God wants us to be by hanging on to our heavenly father. So my prayer and my hope is that you will be able to, first, to know that losing a father is like losing your soul, to give yourself grace and love and kindness and time to grieve, to give yourself that space, talking to a therapist, to a coach, to a pastor, to a spiritual leader. And then second, gain Christ. That's why Paul says that I may gain Christ, he says. You know, that was his prayer, that I may gain Christ and know him, and truly know him in his suffering. This, in the middle of your loss and pain, your grief, or maybe even just not even knowing who your Father is, in the middle of your wondering, gain Christ. Reach out to God. Say, Lord, would you be my Father? Maybe you've never asked him. Maybe you've sung about God being your Father and you know that he's the Father in heaven, but you've never said, Lord, would you be my dad? Like Jesus said, Abba, would you be my Abba? My papi, my dad, my daddy. Whatever term of love and grace you want to say, ask God to be that for you. And I will guarantee and I declare and I believe that he will be that to you. And you will begin to gain your footing once again and even a higher level so that you can break the curse. Whatever curse that maybe has been passed down through generations, you can break that curse, or you can continue the blessing that has come through the male lineage. You can continue that, but in the power of Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you can be a blessing to your son one day, to your spiritual sons and daughters, to your children, to your grandkids and your great-grandkids, spiritual leaders, to our spiritual sons, to a nephew, to a niece, to a cousin, to a sibling, to whoever God may put in your path. My prayer for you is that you will know that you are loved by your Heavenly Father and that God understands the loss that you've been through. If you're grieving your father, I want to say that I love you and I care for you and I'm here for you. If you would like to be a part of my coaching program, it's only $100 a month. You can just go to davidtrigg.com/coaching and you will receive one-on-one coaching calls through Zoom, on the phone, or in person so that we can together grow into the people that God wants us to be. Just go to davidtrigg.com/coaching and sign up today. Thank you again for being here.